It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I've been thinking about you so much today. As a matter of fact, I was just passing by some friends. Oh, they had so many baby dolls. Yeah, they were playing house. Boys and girls. Yeah. And some of them were the daddy, some of them were playing the mummy. And then they were using some of the baby dolls for the babies. And I asked if I might borrow one. That's what I have right here. See it all wrapped up in the blanket? As soon as I get my shoes on, we'll take a look at it. Do you ever play house? Most people do. It's a good way to get a feeling of what it's like to be a mom or a dad. Yeah. Okay, let's see what this baby doll looks like. I also stopped by some friends of mine by the name of Swenson, and I asked them if they'd bring their real baby over later. There she is. Let's just spread it out. She hasn't got her diaper and booties and rubber pants on yet. This is just a handkerchief, but I can make a doll diaper out of this just by folding it this way and this way. Daddies have to know these things, you know. And there. Okay. You're gonna be just fine, baby. There. Now some safety pins. Do you ever change a diaper on a doll baby? It's easier to do it on a doll baby than it is on a real baby, because a real baby sometimes squirms around, sometimes cries. There are the rubber pants. So, did you ever have a real baby come to stay at your house with you? Oh, when your mother's having the baby, there's so much excitement and you think, oh boy, is that ever gonna be fun to have a baby come to your house. You think that the minute it comes, you're gonna be able to play with it. But that's not the way it is it? The baby comes and they put it in a little crib or a little bed, and it just stays there. And while you just like it to get up and play all around the place with you, can't do that yet. No. And sometimes you think, oh, gee, it cries so much. And also it takes so much time, so much of everybody else's time. Maybe we'll just send it back. But you don't send babies back, no. Nobody'd ever send you back, and nobody'd ever send the baby back. No. But you have lots of feelings about a new baby coming to your house. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy. It's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler, it can wet, and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you, and a special place for baby right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. That's right. There is only one person in the whole world like you. And you know, most babies grow in just the very same way. I mean, first when they're tiny, they just lie there. And after a while, they start to grow, and then they move from side to side. And after a while, they learn to turn over. Uh-huh. And then after that, they kind of push up a bit. Push up like that. And then they learn to crawl along. And then after that, they learn to pull up, sometimes on the side of their crib. And then they learn to stand up. And then they learn to walk. Do you hear the door? Somebody at the door. Let's go see who it is. Hi, how are you, Mr. Swenson?
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Is this a good time for you and your friends to meet Eric?
It sure is. Come on in. I told them that you might be coming. Oh, I'm glad you brought him. Hi, Eric. Hi, come on over and sit down. Look at the big smile.
Brought along one of his little friends.
Oh, good.
Also.
Is this a special toy of his?
This is his teddy bear.
Well, I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Eric Swenson and Mr. Swenson. And this is Eric's teddy.
Hey, Eric, you want to say hi to your teddy?
The way to learn about the world is through your mouth when you're very little, isn't it? You taste things and chew things, don't you? Yeah. Is Eric 5 months? Months old?
Yes, he's just a little over 5 months old. Very much interested in things around him.
He's not crawling yet, is he?
No, he isn't crawling. He's just beginning to push himself up a little bit.
Oh, good.
Perhaps if we put him on the sofa here, he could show you how he's beginning to use his muscles a little bit. Eric.
Good for you, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Good for you. What a big boy you are. Can you push up? Good. Yeah. Would you like to see a rattle? Yes, you would. I sometimes keep a rattle on hand when little babies come to visit. See? Oh, you'd like to see what it is through your mouth, wouldn't you? Would you? Make a noise. Where's Eric's mommy today?
Eric's mommy is helping one of her friends today. So I'm sort of in charge of taking care of little Eric for the day.
Often dads can be in charge. Does he have any teeth?
No, I think he's just has the beginning of some teeth that aren't quite through yet. He chews on his hands a lot to try and help them come through.
Sometimes it hurts a lot when the teeth come through.
Yes, it does.
Aha, you fine boy. Does Eric have any brothers and sisters?
No, Eric is the only one at home.
He's the first one to come.
Mm-hmm. Looks like his head is getting a little bit tired now.
Is he weary?
He's a little weary, and perhaps it's about time for us to think about going back home. His mommy will be home soon, and he's about due for a feeding when he gets there.
Well, before you go, since he doesn't have any teeth yet, I'd like you to have this tooth record, it's called. And when he does have teeth, then you just color in the ones that come in first.
Isn't that
something? And then next. It's a long thing you could put on the wall.
You can keep a record of all your teeth.
That's right. You won't be interested in it, because your teeth will just come in when they want to. Yeah. Gee, I'm glad you came to visit. I know you'll want your special toy.
Okay.
Yes. Could I give you a little kiss before you go? Could I give you a kiss?
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
What a fine boy you are. Here's your tooth record.
Take your
You'll come back and visit us, won't you? Again?
We sure would.
Thank you, Bruce. Say hi to your mummy. Yeah, say to your mummy when you see her, all right?
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Mr. Swenson. Both Mr. Swensons. Fine babies? Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a baby that looked like that? One that just pushed up a little bit? I think maybe it's time for make-believe. My goodness. Oh, Trolley, I'm sorry. We really were late in looking for you today. Yeah, would you take us into make-believe now? Ready to go? Okay, off we go.
Nurse Miller, I wish I were better.
Oh, what do you mean?
I just sort of wish I could grow faster.
Well, let's just check you out and see. I think you have grown since the last checkup.
You really do?
Well, now let's just find out.
Well, I'll just stand on my tip fins.
No tippy fins. Just flat on the ground, please.
Oh, all right.
Yes, it's much better when you're on the ground. Now.
What is that, a tape measure?
Yes, it is.
Why do they call it a tape measure?
Well, because it's made out of tape.
Oh.
Now, let's see if I have that right for you.
And
you
it measures that? You, doesn't it?
Yes, it measures you just like the stick measures do.
Oh.
Yeah, now. Let me see. I'll just check my records. See if you have... see here.
You have records for everybody?
Oh, I do. I have one for X the Owl and Daniel Pussycat. And here is Tadpole Frog.
What does
and
it say?
And you have gained an eighth of an inch.
An eighth of an inch?
Since the last checkup.
Oh, but Nurse Miller, last time I wasn't wearing this feather. Do you think it's the feather?
I didn't count the feather.
Oh, I'm glad.
By the way.
Yes?
I hear that you have given one of your toys to Don Quixote for a housewarming present. Is that right?
Well, that's right. It was that flying saucer that he liked so much.
Well, you liked it too, didn't you, Tad?
Yes, but I think Don Quixote liked it more than I did.
Well, nevertheless, you were able to give it to him to play with. And that's called sharing.
Sharing?
Mm-hmm. And it shows you're growing when you're able to share.
You mean an eighth of an inch?
No. You can't see that kind of growing on a measuring stick. There are all kinds, Tad, and you're doing them all. You used to creep and crawl real well.
I know.
But then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about.
I like it.
Someday you'll be a grown-up too.
A frog?
And have some children grown up too.
Oh.
Then you can love them in and out and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size.
Yeah.
The times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about.
Oh, I'm so glad you think so.
Hey there, you all. You are a sight for sore eyes, you two.
Oh, hi, X. We're growing.
I'm an eighth of an inch taller, X.
Well, good for you, Tad boy. I mean, you're acting more like a frog every single day.
Do you really mean that?
Sure I mean it. I'll never say anything I don't mean, do I, Nurse Miller?
You certainly don't.
Well, I'm going to tell my dad what you all are saying. Thank you, Nurse, and thank you, X.
You're welcome.
Thank yourself, Tad. You're the one who's doing the growing.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Tad.
Goodbye, Tad.
Bye.
Fine little tadpole.
Oh, he certainly is. But you know you're an extra special owl, X.
Well, you're not so common yourself, Nurse Miller. How about coming over for a nut or a berry?
I think today I'll have a berry.
Okay, come along. Let's go right over to my tree.
All right, I'll see you there.
Who got here first?
You did.
Oh, I fly fast. So do you. I'm going to get your berry just a minute.
All right.
You know what kind it is? Don't even guess.
I was going to guess.
What kind?
Raspberry?
It starts with a C.
Cranberry.
Right, there it is.
How about that? Oh, I always like to come and visit you. You've always got such nice things to eat.
Well, listen, that berry's name is Cran. You know, I always thought to myself, do the berries really have names?
I don't know. Do they really
have
names?
Well, I mean, I figured that one's first name must be Cran.
Okay.
Yeah, and Raz. I mean, I know a lady whose name is Roz, but I don't think her last name's Berry.
Well, I hope for her sake it isn't.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know that berries grow just like that little tad of ours is growing all the
isn't
time.
Isn't he just?
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, just like you are growing too. Yeah, your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all right. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
I have something for Mr. Rogers. I wonder if you'd put it on the trolley for me.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
It is a walnut.
Oh, all done up specially.
Right, and it does not grow on a wall. I like to say that every single time.
You've been waiting to say that, haven't you?
Right, you'll put it on the trolley for him, will you?
I will. Okay. And have a good day.
Well, you too, nurse, and keep growing.
Oh, X, that is a lifetime job.
Yes, it is, I know. Goodbye to you.
Bye.
Have a happy time.
Thank you. Everybody in the neighborhood has been growing today. How are your limits? Oh, let me see now. Do you think you might be able to go to there? Marvelous. Back you come. Now, do you think you might be able to go all the way over to there? Marvelous. Back you come. I have something very special for you. Would you please take this walnut that X gave me for Mr. Rogers? Thank you. Now hold on there. Thank you very much. Bye for now. You can go all the way now.
Charlie. Thank you very much. Thank you, Charlie. A walnut. And a walnut doesn't grow on a wall. It sure doesn't. I think I'll save that for dinner. Yep. That's right, growing is a lifetime job. The nurse was absolutely right. And you know why Tad grows so well? Because his neighbors encourage him so much. They all say, "Sure, Tad, you're growing. You're growing very well." Let's see how our plant's doing. Remember we transplanted it yesterday? Sure, you're growing. You're getting used to that pot. Fine. Oh. Want to see a 14-month-old child, says Picture Picture. Sure, we saw a 5-month-old baby. We'd like to see a 14-month-old child. Would you show it to us? There he is playing. Looks like he's playing with his daddy. Why, I know who that is, Picture Picture. That's Jamie. Look at that, a rocking horse on his daddy's leg. Kiss from his mummy. There, he did it. Look at that engine. That's a little scary for a 14-month-old, isn't it? Thank you, Picture Picture. You should see that 14-month-old now, after about 7 more years. It's about this high. Well, you've seen him. You've seen Jamie. Now it's time for me to get this baby wrapped up. I'll take you back to the people who were playing with you. Just a minute. Change my shoes, too. You know, it's almost time for Jamie to be out of school. I'm going to look out of my window, see if he might be coming by. I really would like you to see how much he's grown. Tie the shoe, tie the shoe. Come on, let's look and see. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Jamie. Jay, would you come in a minute?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hi.
We just saw some pictures of you when you were 14 months old. Boy, have you ever grown. You really are growing. I think it's almost time for us to go for our meal, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right with you. Maybe you'd sing the tomorrow song with me, would you?
Okay.
Good. Start it, will you?
Tomorrow.
Good.
Tomorrow.
We'll start
the day tomorrow with a song or two.
Great. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile
for you.
And you. Till then, I hope you're feeling
happy.
Great. Till then, I hope your day is... Can you... You snapped well. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day. You know how? How do you? By just...
Just your being here.
Right, just your being here and being you. Exactly. I'd like you to have this walnut.
Thank you.
From the neighborhood of make-believe. Doesn't grow on a wall.
Well, remember that.
Great. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET. The National Educational Television Network.